1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 355. Sketch 582. Sunday's sketch.
Barely worth recording this one, it's so short, but I suppose we should.
Well, Dan, you've got to remember, the sketch is short, but the laughter will ring
yes,
for minutes. Probably through the aeons.
Yeah, it's true.
Through the halls of academe.
Strap yourselves in, everyone. This is a nice little sketch, I suppose. Two people in it. I don't want any part of it. Alastair, you can be one, and Rich, you can be two.
Okay.
All right, then. Hey, Glenn! How's the therapy going to treat your time travel addiction?
I'm just taking it one day at a time. Good joke.
There we go.
It's probably been done lots of times before. But I think it's a good
possibly.
Joke.
It is. It's a perfectly good joke.
It's decent, yeah.
We often have this conversation about whether something is a joke or a sketch.
Well, you know, I'm happy for it to say it's not a sketch, but that doesn't mean we wouldn't be able to do this in a sketch show.
Yeah.
So by that logic, it is a sketch.
So speaking as a historian, Dan, if you could time travel, where would you time travel to?
Early 18th century Bedford.
Of course.
Of course. What day in early century Bedford?
Probably the election day from 1727, because that was a particularly close and interesting election. I mean, no, I wouldn't probably. I don't know.
It wouldn't be very close and exciting because you know the result.
I know the result.
Well, yes. And presumably the census results wouldn't be available until sometime afterwards.
The census
you wouldn't see anything, would you?
Yeah, but no, that's true. Well, yeah, that's true. Although
the returning officer, when did that happen, the same day, or was that like a week later?
Yeah,
was this one of the elections where people shouted out who they're going to vote for, and if they didn't vote the landlord's way, they got shot?
I mean, that's a gross simplification of the system.
They got beaten to death and lost their houses.
Yeah, no. Certainly not in Bedford. It was a small independent borough, as my doctoral thesis argues. So, anyway. No, I wouldn't go back there. I would go, I don't know, actually. Lots of interesting times to go back to.
I don't have a better answer, really. I'd go back to, like, 1996, I'm presuming, Loughborough, to see Rich turn up with his Take That clock.
I mean, you don't know which bus stop it is, and you don't know which day it is. So he's going to spend a whole year running from bus stop to bus stop.
There can't be that many bus stops in Loughborough, surely.
Yeah, it's like a village, isn't it, Loughborough?
Yes.
It's one road up the middle.
I could just go on the bus, because you wouldn't know me back then. You know, 1996, Rich wouldn't know me. So I'd just be on the bus. All the buses kind of going, do you have the time?
I promised you, someone had said to me, have you got the time on my Take That clock day, I would have said, I am sorry, I do not. It would have been easier to then go to the next person than for me to pull out my clock.
All right. Alistair, do you have a day?
Some point in the mid-80s where I lost my Hannibal Smith figure in a W.H. Smith somewhere in Bath, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That would be quite good. Run up to me and give me that back.
Yes. I would definitely go back and stop my favourite polar bear falling off the cross-channel ferry.
Global warming's a terrible thing.
What was a polar bear doing on a cross-channel
ferry? He calls it a polar bear. It was actually a Care Bear.
It wasn't a Care Bear. It was a polar bear. It was a polar bear called Bruno, and I was taking it on holiday. What?
Oh, that was close. I don't know why Bruno's a funny name. Funny name for a polar bear.
I now have another replacement polar bear called Bruno.
He's not the same though, is he?
I mean, that's rude to the memory of the first one, isn't it? Just to say.
The first one was actually named in honour of my mum's. No, my mum's favourite.
Bruno Brooks.
My mum's favourite teddy when she was little, which was a polar bear called Bruno. And we still have, or my mum still has.
No.
Mine. Mine was called Bruno too, and as well, rather than the second. And my new one is Bruno as well.
We've called our son's favorite teddy bear Miss Baker because it's like a NASA space monkey. And to kind of get over the idea that most space monkeys blast up into space and then died, and have to tell the child that we called him Miss Baker because that was the first one to come back alive.
Right.
Yeah, died in Cincinnati Zoo in 1976 or something. To avoid childhood trauma.
Very good, not traumatized
by the thought of monkeys dying. That's basically what they're interested in talking about.
Well, that is true. I now realise that, having a four-year-old, I now realise that that's all they want to talk about. But back then, when they were before he was born, you know.
Shouldn't have called that dog Laika, though.
No, shouldn't have.
I've never called a dog Laika. I'm a Laika virgin. Oofed.
That'll do.
I
think that'll do before I said that, maybe. That's where I'd go back in time to.
I kind of thought this time travelling chat would have better ideas, but I said I can't think of anything better now.
I should have travelled back about 3 minutes.
Yeah, come with a good joke.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.